Esther. Chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus. This is Ahasuerus who reigned, from India to Ethiopia, over 127 provinces. That in those days, when the king Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in the palace at Shushan, in the third year of his reign, 3599 AH, 443 BC, he made a feast for all his princes and his servants. The power of Persia and Media, the nobles and princes of the provinces, being before him. When he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 180 days. And when these days were expired, the king made a feast for all the people who were present in the palace at Shushan, both great and small, 7 days, in the court of the garden of the king's palace. Where there were white, green, and blue, hangings, fastened with cords of fine linen and purple to silver rings and pillars of marble. The beds were of gold and silver, upon a pavement of red, and blue, and white, and black, marble. And they gave them drink in cups of gold, each cup being different from one another, and royal wine in abundance, according to the state of the king. And the drinking was according to the law, without constraint. Because the king had so appointed to all the officers of his house, that they should do according to every man's pleasure. Also Vashti the queen made a feast for the women in the royal house which belonged to King Ahasuerus. On the 7th day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuman, Biztha, Harbona, Bigtha, and Abagtha, Zethar, and Carcas, the 7 chamberlains keeper of the king's women, who served in the presence of Ahasuerus the king, to bring Vashti the queen before the king with the royal crown, to show the people and the princes her beauty. Because she was beautiful to look at. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamberlains, keepers of the king's women. Therefore the king was very angry, and his anger burned inside of him. Then the king said to the wise men, who knew the times. Because this was the king's manner towards all who knew the law and judgment. And the next to him was Karshina, Shethar, Admatha, Tarshish, Mirs, Marsena, and Memucan, the 7 princes of Persia and Media, who served in the king's presence, and who sat first in the kingdom. What shall we do to the queen Vashti according to law, because she has not performed the commandment of the king Ahasuerus by the chamberlains, keepers of the king's women? And Memucan answered before the king and the princes, Vashti the queen has not only done wrong to the king, but also to all the princes, and to all the people who are in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus. Because this deed of the queen shall become known abroad to all women, so that they shall despise their husbands in their eyes, when it shall be reported, the king Ahasuerus commanded Vashti the queen to be brought in before him, but she did not come. Likewise the ladies of Persia and Media shall tell about this day to all the king's princes, who have heard of the deed of the queen. And there shall arise much contempt and anger. If it pleases the king, let there be a royal commandment from him, and let it be written among the laws of the Persians and the Medes, that it be not altered, that Vashti never again come before King Ahasuerus. And let the king give her royal position to another who is better than she. And when the king's decree which he shall make shall be published throughout all his empire, because it is great, all the wives will give honor to their husbands, both to great and small. And the saying pleased the king and the princes, and the king did according to the word of Memucan. So he sent letters into all the king's provinces, into every province according to its writing, and to every people after their language, that every man should bear rule in his own house, and that it should be published according to the language of every people.
Esther chapter 2. After these things, when the anger of King Ahasuerus was appeased, he remembered Vashti, and what she had done, and what was decreed against her. Then the king's servants who ministered to him said, Let beautiful young virgins be sought for the king. And let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather together all the beautiful young virgins to Shushan the palace, to the house of the women, to the custody of Hega the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, and let their things for purification be given them. And let the maiden who pleases the king be queen instead of Vashti. And the thing pleased the king. And he did so. Now in Shushan the palace there was a certain Jew, whose name was Mordecai, Purimer, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite. who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity which had been carried away with Jeconiah king of Judah. 3528 AH 514 BC, whom Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah. Myrtle, bride. That is, Esther. Star. His uncle's daughter. Because she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together to Shushan the palace, to the custody of Haggai, that Esther was also brought to the king's house, to the custody of Haggai, keeper of the women. And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained his kindness. And he speedily gave her things for purification, with such things as belonged to her, and seven maidens, who were chosen especially for her, out of the king's house, and he provided her and her maids the best place of the house of the women. Esther had not revealed her nationality nor her kindred, because Mordecai had charged her that she should not make it known. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house, to find out how Esther did, and what would become of her. Now when every maid's turn had come to go into King Ahasuerus, after she had been there 12 months, according to the manner of the women. Because so were the days of their purifications accomplished, in this manner, 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet perfumes, and with other things for the purifying of the women. Then every maiden came to the king. Whatever she desired was given to her to go with her out of the house of the women to the king's house. In the evening she went, and in the morning she returned into the second house of the women, to the custody of Shashgaz, the king's chamberlain, who kept the concubines. She did not come into the king again, unless the king delighted in her, and that she were called by name. Now when Esther's turn, the daughter of Abihail the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, had come to go into the king, she required nothing but what Haggai the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all those who looked upon her. So Esther was taken to King Ahasuerus into his royal house in the 10th month, which is the month Tebet, December January, in the 7th year of his reign, 3603 AH 439 BC. And the king loved Esther more than all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins. So that he set the royal crown upon her head, and made her queen instead of Vashti. Then the king made a great feast for all his princes and his servants, even Esther's feast, and he made a release to the provinces, and gave gifts, according to the state of the king. And when the virgins were gathered together the second time, then Mordecai sat in the king's gate. Esther had not yet revealed her kindred nor her nationality, as Mordecai had charged her. Because Esther did the commandment of Mordecai, as when she was brought up with him. In those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, keepers of the king's women, Bigthan and Teresh, of those who kept the door, were angry, and sought to lay hands on the king Ahasuerus. And the thing became known to Mordecai, who told it to Esther the queen, and Esther notified the king of the matter in Mordecai's name. And when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out, therefore they were both hanged on a tree. And it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king. Esther chapter 3. After these things King Ahasuerus promoted Haman the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, and advanced him, and set his seat above all the princes that were with him. And all the king's servants, who were in the king's gate, bowed, and reverenced Haman, because the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai did not bow, nor did him reverence. Then the king's servants, who were in the king's gate, asked Mordecai, "Why do you not obey the king's commandment?" Now it came to pass, when they spoke daily to him, and he did not listen to them, that they told Haman, to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand. Because he had told them that he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai did not bow, nor did him reverence, then Haman was full of anger. And he hated and sought to lay hands on Mordecai alone, but because they had revealed to him the nationality of Mordecai. Haman sought to destroy all the Jews who were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. In the first month, that is, the month Nisan. March-April. In the 12th year of King Ahasuerus. 3608 AH 434 BC they cast pur, that is, the lot, before Haman from day to day, and from month to month, to the 12th month, that is, the month Adar. February-March. And Haman said to King Ahasuerus. There is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom. And their laws are different from all people. neither did they keep the king's laws. Therefore it is not for the king's profit to allow them to live. If it pleases the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver. 756,000 pounds, or 340,000 kilograms to the hands of those who have the charge of the business, to bring it into the king's treasuries. And the king took his ring from his hand, and gave it to Haman the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, the Jews' enemy. And the king said to Haman, "The silver is given to you, the people also, to do with them as it seems good to you." Then the king's scribes were called on the 13th day of the first month Nisan, March-April. And there was written according to all that Haman had commanded to the king's lieutenants, and to the governors that were over every province, and to the rulers of every people of every province according to its writing, and to every people according to their language. In the name of King Ahasuerus it was written, and sealed with the king's ring. And the letters were sent by heralds into all the king's provinces, to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish, all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, February-March. And to take their spoil for a prey. The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published for all people, that they should be ready in preparation for that day. The heralds went out, being hastened by the king's commandment, and the decree was given in Shushan the palace. And the king and Haman sat down to drink. But the city Shushan was perplexed. Esther chapter 4. When Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai tore his clothes, and put on sackcloth with ashes, and went out into the midst of the city, and cried with a loud and a bitter cry. And came before the king's gate. Because no one might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province, wherever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting, and weeping, and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. So Esther's maids and her chamberlains, keepers of the king's women, came and told it to her. Then the queen was exceedingly grieved. And she sent clothes to clothe Mordecai, and to take away his sackcloth from him, but he would not receive it. Then Esther called for Hadak, one of the king's chamberlains. Keepers of the king's women, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai, to know what it was, and why it was. So Hadak went forth to Mordecai to the street of the city, which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him of all that had happened to him, and of the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasuries to destroy the Jews. Also he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it to Esther, and to declare it to her, and to charge her that she should go into the king, to make request of him, and to make request before him for her people. And Hadak came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Again Esther spoke to Hadak, and gave him commandment to Mordecai. All the king's servants, and the people of the king's provinces, know, that whoever, whether man or woman, shall come to the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except those to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come into the king these 30 days. And they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther. Do not think to yourself that you shall escape in the king's house, more than all the Jews. Because if you altogether hold your peace at this time, then enlargement and deliverance shall arise to the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house shall be destroyed. And who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Go, gather together all the Jews who are present in Shushan, and fast for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I and my maidens will also likewise fast. And so I will go into the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way, and did according to all that Esther had commanded him.
Esther chapter 5. Now it came to pass on the third day, that Esther put on her royal clothes, and stood in the inner court of the king's house, opposite the king's house, and the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, opposite the gate of the house. And it was that, when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near, and touched the top of the scepter. Then the king said to her, "What do you desire, Queen Esther? And what is your request? It shall be given to you even to the half of the kingdom." And Esther answered, "If it seems good to the king, Let the king and Haman come today to the banquet that I have prepared for him. Then the king said, cause Haman to come quickly, that he may do as Esther has said. So the king and Haman came to the banquet that Esther had prepared. And the king said to Esther at the banquet of wine, what is your petition? And it shall be granted to you. And what is your request? Even to the half of the kingdom it shall be performed. Then Esther answered, and said, my petition and my request is, if I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it pleases the king to grant my petition, and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I shall prepare for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king has said. Then Haman went forth that day joyful and with a glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, that he did not stand up, nor moved for him, he was full of indignation against Mordecai. Nevertheless Haman refrained himself. And when he came home, he sent and called for his friends, and Zeresh his wife. And Haman told them of the glory of his riches, and the multitude of his children, and all the things in which the king had promoted him, and how he had advanced him above the princes and servants of the king. Haman said moreover, yes, Esther the queen did not let any man come in with the king to the banquet that she had prepared except for myself. And tomorrow I am invited to come to her again with the king. Yet all this avails me nothing, so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate. Then Zeresh his wife and all his friends said to him, let a gallows be made of 50 cubits high, about 75 feet, 22.9 meters, and tomorrow speak to the king that Mordecai may be hanged on it. Then go in merrily with the king to the banquet. And the thing pleased Haman. And he caused the gallows to be made.
Esther chapter 6. On that night the king could not sleep, and he commanded to bring the book of records of the chronicles. And they were read before the king. And it was found written, that Mordecai had told Abigtana and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hands on the king Ahasuerus. And the king said, what honor and dignity has been done to Mordecai for this? Then the king's servants who ministered to him said, there has been nothing done for him. And the king said, who is in the court? Now Haman had come into the outward court of the king's house, to speak to the king about hanging Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. And the king's servants said to him, look, Haman stands in the court. And the king said, let him come in. So Haman came in. And the king said to him, what shall be done to the man whom the king delights to honor? Now Haman thought in his heart, to whom would the king delight to do honor more than to myself? And Haman answered the king, for the man whom the king delights to honor. Let the royal clothes be brought which the king used to wear, and the horse that the king rides upon, and the royal crown which is set upon his head. And let these clothes and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man with whom the king delights to honor, and bring him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaim before him, so shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor. Then the king said to Haman, go quickly, and take the clothes and the horse, as you have said, and do even so to Mordecai the Jew, who sits at the king's gate. Let nothing fail of all that you have spoken. Then Haman took the clothes and the horse, and arrayed Mordecai, and brought him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaimed before him, so shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor. And Mordecai came again to the king's gate. But Haman went quickly to his house mourning, and having his head covered. And Haman told Zeresh his wife and all his friends everything that had happened to him. Then his wise men and Zeresh his wife said to him, if Mordecai is of the descent of the Jews, before whom you have begun to fall, you shall not prevail against him, but shall surely fall before him. And while they were yet talking with him, the king's chamberlains keepers of the king's women came, and hurried to bring Haman to the banquet that Esther had prepared. Esther chapter 7. So the king and Haman came to banquet with Esther the queen. And the king said again to Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, what is your petition, Queen Esther? And it shall be granted to you. And what is your request? And it shall be performed, even to the half of the kingdom. Then Esther the queen answered and said, if I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it pleases the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. Because we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be killed, and to perish. But if we had been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I would have held my tongue, although the enemy could not counter the king's damage. Then the king Ahasuerus answered and said to Esther the queen, Who is he, and where is he, who dares to presume in his heart to do such things? And Esther said, The adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. And the king arising from the banquet of wine in his anger went into the palace garden, and Haman stood up to make request for his life to Esther the queen, because he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. Then the king returned out of the palace garden into the place of the banquet of wine, and Haman had fallen upon the bed where Esther was. Then the king said, Will he force the queen even in my presence in the house? As the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. And Harbona, one of the chamberlain's keepers of the king's women, said before the king, Look, the gallows 50 cubits high, about 75 feet or 22.9 meters, which Haman had made for Mordecai, who had spoken good for the king, stands at Haman's house. Then the king said, Hang him on it. So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then the king's anger was pacified. Esther chapter 8. On that day the king Ahasuerus gave the house of Haman the Jew's enemy to Esther the queen. And Mordecai came before the king, because Esther had told what he was to her. And the king took off his ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. And Esther set Mordecai over the house of Haman. And Esther spoke yet again before the king, and fell down at his feet, and begged him with tears to put away the mischief of Haman the Agagite, and his plan that he had devised against the Jews. Then the king held out the golden scepter towards Esther. So Esther arose, and stood before the king, and said, If it pleases the king, and if I have found favor in his sight, and the thing seems right before the king, and I am pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to reverse the letters devised by Haman the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, which he wrote to destroy the Jews who are in all the king's provinces. Because how can I endure to see the evil that shall come to my people? Or how can I endure to see the destruction of my relatives? Then the king Ahasuerus said to Esther the queen and to Mordecai the Jew, Indeed, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and they have hanged him upon the gallows, because he laid his hand upon the Jews. You write also for the Jews, as you like, in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring, because the writing which is written in the king's name, and sealed with the king's ring, no man may reverse. Then the king's scribes were called at that time in the third month, that is, the month Sivan, May-June, on its 23rd day. 3608 AH 434 BC, and it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded the Jews, and the lieutenants, and the deputies and rulers of the provinces who are from India to Ethiopia, 127 provinces, to every province according to its writing, and to every people after their language, and to the Jews according to their writing, and according to their language. And he wrote in the king Ahasuerus' name, and sealed it with the king's ring, and sent letters by heralds on horseback, and riders on mules, camels, and young stallions, in which the king granted the Jews which were in every city to gather themselves together, and to stand for their life, to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish, all the power of the people and province that would assault them, both little ones and women, and to take their spoil for a prey. Upon one day in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, namely, upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar. February-March. The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published to all people, and that the Jews should be ready against that day to avenge themselves on their enemies. So the heralds who rode upon mules and camels went out, being hurried and pressed on by the king's commandment. And the decree was given at Shushan the palace. And Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal clothing of blue and white, and with a great crown of gold, and with clothes of fine linen and purple, and the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. The Jews had light, and gladness, and joy, and honor. And in every province, and in every city, wherever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day. And many of the people of the land became Jews, because the fear of the Jews fell upon them. Esther chapter 9. Now in the 12th month, that is, the month Adar. February-March. On the 13th day of the same. 3608 AH 434 BC, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them. Though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had rule over those who hated them. The Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus, to lay hands on those who sought their harm, and no man could withstand them. Because the fear of them fell upon all people. And all the rulers of the provinces, and the lieutenants, and the deputies, and officers of the king, helped the Jews. Because the fear of Mordecai fell upon them. Because Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame went out throughout all the provinces. Because this man Mordecai grew greater and greater. So the Jews struck all their enemies with the stroke of the sword, and slaughter, and destruction, and did what they wanted to those who hated them. And in Shushan the palace the Jews killed and destroyed 500 men. And Parshanditha, and Dalphon, and Aspatha. And Poratha, and Adalia, and Ariditha. And Parmishta, and Arisai, and Aridai, and Bajazatha. The 10 sons of Haman the son of Hammeditha, the enemy of the Jews, they killed, but they did not lay their hands on the spoil. On that day the number of those who were killed in Shushan the palace was brought before the king. And the king said to Esther the queen, the Jews have killed and destroyed 500 men in Shushan the palace, and the 10 sons of Haman. What have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Now what is your petition? And it shall be granted to you. Or what is your request further? And it shall be done. Then Esther said, if it pleases the king, let it be granted to the Jews who are in Shushan to do tomorrow also according to this day's decree, and let Haman's 10 sons be hanged upon the gallows. And the king commanded it to be done, and the decree was given at Shushan, and they hanged Haman's 10 sons. Because the Jews who were in Shushan gathered themselves together on the 14th day also of the month Adar. February March. And killed 300 men at Shushan. But they did not lay their hands on the spoils. But the other Jews who were in the king's provinces gathered themselves together, and stood for their lives, and had rest from their enemies, and killed 75,000 of their foes, but they did not lay their hands on the spoils. On the 13th day of the month Adar. February March. And on the 14th day of the same they rested, and made it a day of feasting and gladness. But the Jews who were at Shushan assembled together on its 13th day, and on its 14th. And on the 15th day of the same they rested, and made it a day of feasting and gladness. Therefore the Jews of the villages, those who lived in the unwalled towns, made the 14th day of the month Adar. February March. A day of gladness and feasting, and a good day, and of sending gifts one to another. And Mordecai wrote these things, and sent letters to all the Jews who were in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus, both near and far. To establish this among them, that they should keep the 14th day of the month Adar February March. And the 15th day of the same, yearly. As the days in which the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned to them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a good day. That they should make them days of feasting and joy, and of sending gifts one to another, and gifts to the poor. And the Jews undertook to do as they had begun, and as Mordecai had written to them. Because Haman the son of Hammeditha, the Agagite, the enemy of all the Jews, had planned against the Jews to destroy them, and had cast pur, that is, the lot, to consume them, and to destroy them. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letters that his wicked plan, which he devised against the Jews, should return upon his own head, and that he and his sons should be hanged on the gallows. Therefore they called these days Purim. Lots. After the name of Pur. Lot. Therefore because of all the words of this letter, and of that which they had seen concerning this matter, and which had come to them. The Jews ordained, and took upon them, and upon their offspring, and upon all who joined themselves to them, so it should not fail, that they would keep these 2 days according to their writing, and according to their appointed time every year. And that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city. And that these days of Purim, lots, should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their offspring. Then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abihail, and Mordecai the Jew, wrote with all authority, to confirm this second letter of Purim. And he sent the letters to all the Jews, to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus, with words of peace and truth. To confirm these days of Purim, lots, in their appointed times, as Mordecai the Jew and Esther the queen had told them, and as they had decreed for themselves and for their offspring, the matters of the fastings and their cry. And the decree of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book. Esther chapter 10. And the king Ahasuerus laid a tax upon the land, and upon the isles of the sea. and all the acts of his power and of his might, and the declaration of the greatness of Mordecai, to whom the king advanced, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Media and Persia? Because Mordecai the Jew was next to King Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, and accepted by the multitude of his brothers, seeking the wealth of his people, and speaking peace to all his offspring.